Teachers Talking Tech is a podcast by teachers for teachers. The podcast is fully funded by us, Mike and Eric, and we are not sponsored by anyone. So you know that when we share something, we believe that it is good for students and good for teachers. If you like what you hear, take a moment and donate through PayPal to brown145@yahoo.com. We appreciate your support.
Teachers Talking Tech. I'm Eric Robinson.
I'm Mike Brown.
I'm Marie Larson.
And today we're going to be talking about a tech creation tool called Buncee. And I wanted to check this one out originally because as part of like the Facebook Seesaw user group, I keep seeing Buncee come up over and over. And it got me curious, like, you know, why is it so popular? If there's so many teachers using it, then it must be good. So I played with it a little bit, as did Mike and Marie. And I guess to start off with, just to kind of give you an idea of what it is, you can think of it as a blank template, just like if you've ever used PicCollage or Google Slides, really anything that where you can add pictures, words, that kind of thing. But the thing about Buncee is that along with that, it has tons of other creation tools.
Yeah, so we used it today to make a class book, and it was really easy. But what I liked about it is everything is kind of built into it. So they can get backgrounds. They can search for pictures from the web, and you know it's a safe place for them to search. They can add text. They can add pictures from their camera roll. So it was really easy for us to create a class book today. We did shape riddles. So they each made two slides, and on the side it looks like a PowerPoint. So it's kind of like an introduction to making a PowerPoint presentation. So they all made their own two slides and then airdropped them to me. We put it together in one really easily. And I knew it was a safe place. They didn't have to switch back and forth between apps, and I knew it was a safe place for them to search for pictures. Mm-hmm. So that was nice.
Yeah, like that's the impression I got when I was, you know, playing around with it is it kind of alleviates some of the need for app smashing because mm-hmm. it has everything built into it.
And that's really convenient, especially if you are in a position where you're only able to afford an app or mm-hmm. two or a couple things or whatever, or you don't even have control over what you're allowed to use and not use, and they just provide you with something. Mm-hmm. If it's a one-stop shop, that's good.
Right.
Good value.
Yeah, so as I'm looking at this here, so there on the iPad app, there's less going on than on the web version. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of Chromebook using teachers who love this just because of that. But on the iPad version, they have an app. And in the creations spot, you are able to add text, stickers that are all built in through Buncee. Mm-hmm. They have animations, so like a GIF. Mm-hmm. Or if you're really hoity-toity, you call it a GIF. You could draw.
I'm still not sure what it's really called.
Yeah. You can add text, and you can actually embed YouTube videos or videos you did, which is really cool.
That is cool.
There's
it's all right there.
Yeah, it's all mm-hmm. right there. The web-based version has all those options and then a few more. So after I checked out the app, and Marie and Mike were checking it out too, it was like, okay, so this is the free version. What do you get like if you are paying for this? So with the free version, you can create 5 Buncees. Which, you know, you can delete them and add different ones, but you can only have 5 at one time. Once you start paying, and you can pay by the month or the year, you start to get more creation tools in your toolbox. The other thing is that you can create a class list, and this is kind of cool. I know a lot of teachers that create something in here then have their kids edit their creation. So you could do mm-hmm. a word sort. You could do things like that where you give your kids that template and they can edit it. And really in order to do that, you have to be able to create a class list. Mm-hmm. And then your kids have to log in. And in order to have all those kind of features, then
you need to get to the paid version.
You do. But even with the free version, your kids can use it as a creation tool. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but I'm thinking like Seesaw Activities, mm-hmm. right? You need a Venn diagram.
It's great for templates. There are a lot of really great templates on there that you don't have to create yourself. They're built in.
Yeah, they're all education-based, so mm-hmm. when you're searching through there, mm-hmm. it's easy to find the things you're going to need.
And that is nice, because as you're looking for templates, like, I'll just Google some templates, and sometimes you find stuff, and it's great, but it's got, you know, watermarks on it, belongs to somebody, there's copyright issues, whatever, whereas this, if you've got it, it's already there, and you just mm-hmm. save it and put it into where you need it.
Yeah, and you can customize it to anything you want mm-hmm. while it's in the app. And then you can just screenshot it and put it into Seesaw or whatever you're going to use for your kids. So that's really how I personally have been using this app, is to make backgrounds for my Seesaw activities. To me, it's better than Google Slides or things like that because, again, it's all education-based, so everything's right there for you.
I think it's super kid-friendly. It is. I think it's more friendly than Google Slides for kids to navigate.
Big time. So I wanted to learn more, and I found a teacher, Sarah Frater. She teaches in Minnesota, mm-hmm. and I saw her sharing a bunch of things about Bunzi. So I reached out to her, and I interviewed her about it. So let's hear what she had to say. All right, I'm here with Sarah Frater. She is a second grade teacher, and she teaches at Prairie View Elementary in Minnesota. She's been teaching for 13 years, and she has done a lot with Bunzi, sharing all over the internet, which is where I found her. And I asked her if she could give us more information on Bunzi. So welcome, Sarah.
Hi, I found Bunzi. I was on a road trip to Colorado. And I had listened to Angela Gecki and how she would, like, flip her classroom using Seesaw. And so on this long road trip from Minnesota to Colorado, I discovered that you can use Bunzi to put QR codes on things. And so we took this idea, and basically we're not one-to-one in our classroom, so we use it to make lessons with, like, a video or with Bunzi you can embed your own video of yourself teaching. So we will do that. And then it'll have like a task. And then at the end, we give the kids like a choice between different apps to go create. So the kids will do this while we're meeting with small groups. And so during math or reading, when I'm with a group, the kids will go up to, like, we have a daily five board. They'll go up and like scan and do their job. So for like word work, they'll do a word sort, or they'll do like word clouds or different things. But a lot of times it'll have a little lesson of me recording myself teaching. It's awesome. Like, it has really freed up a lot of time.
That's okay.
Up a lot of time for me in the classroom to meet with kids, and then the kids are actually doing what they're supposed to.
So next I asked Sarah, what is Bunzi like? Like, how could she describe it to someone who's never used Bunzi before?
So Bunzi, you can, like, when you log in, you can create like it's like a canvas, a creation tool. And so you can create, as a teacher, you can create all these different things. Like, I use it for my morning meeting and then project it. And then I use it for tons of lessons like that. But then also the kids use it to create. So when we go on a field trip, we make Bunzis to thank the people that we went on the field trip for. Or the kids will make flipped lessons for each other sometimes. And so, like, when we're doing writing topics, like we did Would You Rather, and then the kids can make their own Would You Rather questions and put a QR code on it. And so then they, like, could rotate and make their own stations like that. So there is so much you can do. I have the kids do like a 40 book challenge, and then they have to like rate the book, and then we put it to a Bunzi board. So the kids can create a lot of things themselves as well.
So the canvas allows you to add the basics like texts and pictures and things like that. But on top of that, it has a big library of like clip art and you know, tons of other things for the kids to embed into that canvas as well.
Yep, and it just makes it really easy because you don't have to go search out on all these other places. So mm-hmm. you can even add their own YouTube videos if, you know, they're appropriate.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they can do that. And like I said, they can put QR codes on it too. So that's been really fun for them to be able to do.
Nice. See, I love that because I have tools that I use to create those type of lessons. But it's very hard to find something where kids can then create and then send back to you. And that's the hard part about that. So I hear that you're saying that you create lessons with all these different things embedded to them, but then that beautiful part is that kids can then create similar things that you created and yeah. really make it a back and forth.
Yeah, it's been really, it's awesome. It's changed the dynamic in my classroom with Seesaw. Like, I couldn't teach without either one. They just kind of go together, and it's been super empowering for my kids. The independent skills that my kids have would, like, knock your socks off. Even in first grade, when I taught first grade, they are so empowered because they can be.
Next, I asked Sarah to take me through the creative process from when the kids get their idea to how they create it, and then how she makes creations for her kids as well.
Okay, so like when I'm going to make a lesson, you just log into Buncee and then you pick a background, and then they have all the like clip art and stuff in there. So like for bees, I'll use that since I just made that one. You just type in bees and then that gives you a bunch of picture of bees. And then I love the that little lady from Science Hub for Kids, you know, on YouTube.
I do.
Yeah, she did such a good job. So I find her videos and then I embed those in there. And then I just take screenshots of like Kittle so that they can use this kid-friendly search engine. My kids have so much freedom and can just go. Like they can follow these because we've worked hard and we've trained them. They can follow the directions on these things. At the end, they have a seesaw task. It's just been super cool.
Next, I asked Sarah to share some of the ways that her students use Buncee in her classroom.
My kids use Buncee all the time. Like, we really like to give a lot of choice in second grade. So when we, like, every day for reading, they will, during reader response time, they can share their reading with Buncee or PicCollage or whatever. They get book reviews with Buncee. We did idioms with Buncee, we do grammar with Buncee, we do math, we did fractions, which is how you saw us, we did fractions of our families with Buncee, they made Buncees of what they do in the AM and the PM, so the kids really, they create tons of different things with Buncee.
And then when they are ready to share with you, so let's say that they made their project in Buncee and they want to share it with you, what are the easiest ways to do that?
My kids, like I said, we're not one-to-one, and we have iPads. We don't have Chromebooks, so it's different if you have Chromebooks. But my kids just copy the link, and they go to Seesaw and share it that way, which is pretty cool. So it's really easy, and then their families get to see it, and then they can add voices. And last week, we went on a field trip, so they made thank you Buncees for the field trip people. And then we printed out the QR codes and then put them on the thank you card for the field trip people.
Nice. These are my favorite kind of apps. You know, the apps that you can use for any subject, for anything you're going to do in your classroom, you know, rather than being focused on a specific area. And I totally agree with you. I think that between like Buncee, Book Creator, PicCollage, I could, you know, and Seesaw, I could think of like maybe 6 or 7 apps that's all you would need for your entire school year. And it would give your kids freedom to choose how they want to do their project, but it doesn't lock them into a certain subject area or things like that, like some of the other apps would do.
Yeah, I kind of feel like it's, like I really couldn't teach without it at this point, because not only do my kids love it, but I love it for all the, it's just so much faster. By this time, I can whip out a Buncee in like 5 minutes with directions and videos and kind of like release the independence for my kids. It's been really cool.
And finally, I asked Sarah, once she's created her Buncee, or once her students have created a Buncee, how do they share it with others? Now, if you have the paid version, can you take those Buncees and share them with other staff members? Like, let's say you had a teacher that you teamed with, or a group in your second grade. If you made Buncees, can you share those with other educators to save time?
Yep. So anything I share, like on Twitter or Facebook or wherever, you can use as well. You can make a copy of it and use it. But we share all of our Buncees with each other, and I work with an amazing team. And this is really helpful to have people who want to contribute and work with you and you know, you can split it up. So one of my friends takes all the word sorts, and another one takes all like the listen to readings, and another one, we divide up the math, who's going to do what. And then we share it to a Padlet, but you could just download them and share them in Google Drive or wherever. And it's been awesome to work with people and share so that we're not all doing so much work.
Yeah, and you get people's best ideas. I mean, when you collaborate like that, you get to use those great ideas that other people come up with.
Yeah, for sure. It's been really cool.
All right, so what is your impression, Mike and Marie, of this app? Like, after playing with it a little bit, how do you feel about, like, you know, implementing this in your classroom?
I can definitely see where you could use this in your classroom, especially if it's one of the only tools that you're using, because your kids could get really good at it. Yeah. You can create stuff for them. They can edit it and you know, get it back to you. It's a really nice way to share your learning. I think that we have other tools that we use in our classroom that we like a lot. But if you're on a limited budget, or if you're looking for that one-stop shop like we kind of talked about, this might be the right thing for you.
How about you, Marie?
I was just using the free version, but I think the free version had a lot to offer. And I think I showed my kids how to use it, and there were some kids who really loved it. So we do use a lot of PicCollage or Book Creator, but I think this was another choice. So I think some kids might choose Buncee as a choice. And it had enough things with the free version that they liked.
Yeah, and that kind of goes with what we talked about last time, where giving your kids choice to to demonstrate their learning in a variety of ways. Mm-hmm. This just adds another tool. Option. Yeah, especially for that free version.
Yeah. Well, and I know there are schools out there, too, that are like, hey, we're paying for two tools. What are they? And then the teachers are like, hey, we want Seesaw and we want Buncee. I mean, these are subscription-based apps, but if your school pays for those type of things,
and you have a limited amount, you know, this is a great one for a one-stop for everything.
It is, and you could show it to everyone in your school, and you wouldn't have to explain, like, app smashing, and, oh, yeah, you have to do this, and then smash it to this, and then you can use this type of app for this, because it encompasses all these different creation tools all in one, a little easier to train your staff with it and things like that. So, well, you know, I showed it to my kids, and I would say about half of them really liked it. The other half were like, meh, I like Book Creator better, or I like this. And that's totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's great. So I would be interested, as my kids get better with it, to see what niche it fills. You know, like, what is this going to be for? Because there have been other apps that we didn't use too much until my kids are like, oh, this is so great, 4X. Mm-hmm. And then we started using it all the time.
And oftentimes, as teachers, we don't recognize that until the kids point out how they're using the app. It's like, well, that makes a ton of sense.
And some
because
of
they're
kids
and they get it.
Yeah.
And some of my kids who have a hard time going back and forth between apps, they loved this because it was really easy for them to figure out.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, there are a ton of videos on YouTube about Buncee, so I'm not going to make any kind of video walkthrough for this one. Really, Buncee has a ton of resources for you. I know on Twitter and on Facebook there are Buncee groups that you can ask questions if you're just getting started, look for ideas. And, you know, like Sarah mentioned in the interview, if other teachers create in Buncee, you can actually kind of steal their work and just make it your own, mm-hmm. which is kind of a nice time saver as well. So make sure you check out those groups. Well, while you're on Facebook and you're checking out those groups, you should check out Teachers Talking Tech on Facebook. And we love hearing from folks. In the last week, I've heard from five or six people with questions and comments, and that's so much fun to hear from those folks. You can also follow us on Twitter at
@TeachSomeTech.
Nice. And then, Marie, I'm not going to mess with you this week. We always like, and Snapchat. I won't do that to you this time, Marie. But that's it. We're sticking there. We're not going to all these other platforms.
Nope.
We're old school. No, we're gonna be like the people that are still on MySpace right now.
Right.
It's gonna be 10 years from
Teachers now. Teachers Talk Tech on MySpace.
Yeah. Yes. Like, this is Teachers Talking Tech. We're using a platform nobody uses anymore.
Please check out our Zynga page.
Zynga page.
And if you're having trouble finding us, just ask Jeeves.
That's right. You now see, Mike, now you just took like half of our listeners are like, now what's that? You'll have to Google it to see how old school that is right there. Sorry. All right. Well, thanks so much for the listen. I'm Eric Robinson.
I'm Mike Brown.
I'm Marie Larson.
See ya.